We read from John chapter 7. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. In Jesus' name, fellow students of the Word. In John 7, Jesus talks about the Spirit that he would send to those who believed in him. In the book of Acts, we see by the Holy Spirit, his disciples were given the courage and the ability to proclaim the gospel to all people. And that is the Spirit that we also want for our school. That we may be filled with the Spirit of God, that our hearts may cling to Jesus, our Savior, that our lives and language may show his glory, who laid down his life for us and called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. When we leave Emmanuel, we want to remember so much more than how to fill out a job application, as important as that may be at times. We want to remember also the promises that we have received from God, promises of a place prepared for us, promises of his continual presence with us. Those of us who are older know only too well how easy it is to forget. And most of all, we want to remember him who has given us such great and precious promises. Jesus said, "If a man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." Yet how often in this life aren't we tempted to look somewhere else when the heat is on? Perhaps it is in just that way that we find out what things we have really been trusting in. Material things, our own pride, our inner strength, things that are never sufficient, but which nevertheless can crowd Jesus out of our lives. Where do you look when you are thirsty? Right now you seem to have your whole life ahead of you. But where will you look when most of your life is behind you? Where will you look if the time should ever come that your life seems to lie in dust at your feet, parched and dry? Jesus says, "Come to me and drink." We notice that he does not direct us to our inner strength or our outward life and tell us to drink there. We would die of thirst. No, he invites us to come to him who lived and died and rose again, who ascended in triumph to send the Spirit. He has the power to raise us up from the dust, as he has raised up countless people down through the ages. Today and in every tomorrow, it is not a matter of knowing all the answers. We have not yet even faced all the questions. Rather, it is a matter of knowing where to look, where to turn for the water of life, the reassurance that we need, and the Spirit of God who schools us. When we study history and see how people have tried so many forms of government, so many cultures and civilizations, and all have crumbled, what hope is there? Planted in the peace treaty after so many wars were the seeds of the next war. What hope is there? when we study science and see how everything breaks down and goes from order to disorder, what hope is there? When we study literature and see how often death and spurned love are the subjects of author after author, down through the ages, where will we turn? When we hear Robert Frost say, "Nature's first green is gold, her hardest hue to hold. Her early life's a flower, but only so an hour. Then leaf subsides to leaf, so Eden sank to grief. So dawn goes down to day, nothing gold will stay." Or when we read the pessimism of Thomas Hardy, where will we turn? Jesus says, "Come to me and drink." And it is not only of ourselves that we think, but also those who will be blessed through the Spirit which Jesus gives us. He says, "Whoever believes in me, streams of living water will flow from within him." Whenever we turn to Jesus and drink in his kind word, receiving his Spirit, we will have more than enough. We will have much to share. Having received of the Lord's hand double for all our sins, we will be able to forgive one another. Dryness, darkness in our lives, like the thorns and thistles in Adam's life, comes from sin. But no one can assure us of forgiveness except the one against whom we have sinned. And that is just what he does in his word. He assures us that he knows our sin. He knows how bad it is. He does not minimize it. He did not make excuses for it or blame it on other people. But he laid on Christ the iniquity of us all. We still face troubles and uncertainties in this life, but we now face them as his dear children. For it is Christ that died, who is also risen again, who even makes intercession for us. We can lay our sins on Jesus, for there is no condemnation to those who are connected with him. In coming to Jesus, we receive peace and joy and faith and hope and love to give to our families and friends around us, and if God so wills, to our children and grandchildren in years to come. Earth has no darkness that heaven cannot dispel. Hymn 531.